This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. We're not done with today's show yet and already working on tomorrow's. We've been thinking about celebrations and family time. And we're going to take you to meet some really happy people at a ceremony to swear in new American citizens.
Renounce and abjure.
This is the only country in the world.
All allegiance and fidelity.
Which experiences.
To any foreign prince.
This constant and repeated rebirth.
That I will support and defend.
It is being constantly renewed.
The Constitution and laws.
From generation to generation.
Of the United States of America.
By the same process by which it was originally created.
I am extremely proud to be the first person to say to each and all of you, congratulations, my fellow Americans.
Celebrating citizenship tomorrow on Day to Day. There's last-minute holiday shopping, and there's last-second holiday shopping. It's Christmas Eve, you're on your way to the airport. Still, there's something else you need for someone? Travel writer Harriet Vasquez says, consider yourself lucky because airports actually are her favorite place to shop. And when we spoke with her on Friday, she was shopping at one in Seattle on her way to Washington, D.C. Harriet Vasquez, welcome to Day to Day, and tell me, what kind of gifts can you buy at the SeaTac Airport?
Well, I've been looking around this morning, and so far I've already bought space noodles in the shape of space needles. I've bought some smoked salmon to bring and some little soap eyeballs.
Soap eyeballs?
Yeah, they have really pretty blue eyeballs made out of soap.
Huh. You know, I suppose there are some kids I know who might like that.
Yeah, and I've learned from being at airports a lot and shopping in airports a lot that these days I'm not really going to have any problem finding the right thing.
Well, that's what's puzzling to me to hear you report this, because I haven't thought of airports as good places to shop. I always think, well, the prices are going to be too high there and the merchandise is very limited, but maybe I haven't realized how much airports have changed.
That's right. In the past, you would buy a $2 package of gum, or the best souvenir you could find might have been a shot glass. You can still buy shot glasses, but more and more airports are really beginning to look like malls. In fact, I tell people, why go to the mall when you're going to be at the airport anyway?
Well, you're a travel writer. When did this change take place that I just somehow haven't noticed over the years? Why?
Well, a lot of it has happened since 9/11. So many people were not traveling after 9/11 that airports really needed to do something different for the people who were traveling to earn more income and to really provide more service for travelers.
You live in Seattle.
I do.
Our producer, Sarah Spivak, told me that you told her you would actually fly to Portland, Oregon, which isn't very far away, but still, you would fly there just to go shopping at the Portland airport.
I would, and I have. And here's why. Because in Oregon, there is no sales tax. And also in that airport, and I think this is happening in other airports too, they've got branches of all the best local stores out at the airport. So it's a very convenient place to go. I don't have to park. I could just go and go to Powell's, which is the best local bookstore. Go to the Made in Oregon store, which has things made from everywhere throughout the state. And there's a Pendleton shop there. So absolutely, I would go there, get back on the plane, and come home.
Harriet Vasquez writes about airports and air travel for USAtoday.com and MSNBC.com. Harriet, good, really useful travel tips today. Thank you so much.
See you at the airport.